So how did the chops get together?
Well, the chops are kind of a product of the album that we did. I mean, I created that album kind of as just like a solo project as Ed Tang with a few other friends. My good friend Rob Blake, who runs Insidious Sound Studio in Neptune, you know, like we grew up together, we're both in the music, and he kind of went the engineering route. He still plays in a few different bands, but he was always my go-to guy for set up, you know, recording and bouncing ideas off each other. So, you know, we kind of got together, and I had all these songs that I wanted to get done, and so we worked that way. And then I had a few, like, you know, a few friends. If you look at the liner notes of the album, there's, you know, Rob plays some drums, my friend Chris Donofrio plays drums. You know, it's kind of a plethora of different Jersey Shore musicians on the album. And then once, you know, I released it, playing live was never, you know, I was doing like some solo gigs and stuff and playing them live, but once the album came out and those songs were, you know, came alive to people, that, you know, doing a solo show was really no longer an option. So, really, I was lucky that some of my really good friends were all into it and wanted to make this music a reality at doing live shows. So my good friend Brad Harrison, Nick Fox, we grew up together, and Jeffrey Myers, who actually played on the album as well, got together and started writing. And then we brought on Victor Fontanale, who is an amazing songwriter on his own right, in to play keyboards. He's a really a guitar player, but you know, he's a multi-instrumentalist and can do anything. So, and that's kind of how it came about. Then we started, we booked a few gigs. People really took to us. And, you know, here we are now.